Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Newstalk ZB, it's now 29 to 7. David Lewis is with Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner, New Zealand, for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offers an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call Milford on 0800 662 345. And David Lewis is with us. Hello, David.
Evening, Larry.
David, we've got a couple of weeks to go in the year. How's the performance for 2013 looking across local and international share markets? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's been a very strong year for share markets globally. If we look at the NZX 50 index of the largest 50 companies listed in New Zealand, that's up by 16.2% so far in 2013. Across in the States, the S&P 500 index, which is the 500 largest listed companies in the USA, that's up by 24.5% this year. In Aussie, they're up by 9.2% for the ASX 200. The market there has not performed quite as well as elsewhere, given some of the softness, particularly around the mining sector. And I guess, as always, across all the markets, we've had some bumps along the way. It hasn't been a straight ride, including in the last few weeks where the markets are off sort of 2 to 7%, particularly in Australia and New Zealand. But no, overall, 2013 has been a very positive year for share market investors, and that adds to the good results they had in 2012. We take New Zealand, for example, we're up 16% this year, and that comes after 24% last year.
And David, what do you think the driver has been for these gains?
Well, we've had a combination of factors, really. Firstly, economic growth has been generally good. Not super strong, but, you know, moderately good. And that has helped enable the second driver, which is that companies have been able to show solid earnings growth in most regions. Aggregate earnings for companies listed in global share markets are up by 6% this year. Thirdly, the crisis in Europe, which has been quite a problem for markets over 2011-2012, remained quite controlled this year, and actually the situation in Europe has improved in many areas. So that's been a key sort of risk factor for the market that has moved more to the sidelines. Finally, and this is a very important point, the last one, we've had low inflation globally, and that has meant that monetary policy, so interest rates and quantitative easing programs, have been able to be very loose from central banks around the world, particularly the Federal Reserve in the US. And when interest rates are low, when people aren't earning much return on their cash and on their bond investments, they're encouraged to move that money out of cash, out of bonds, and into shares. And that's something that we've seen happening. We've seen over $245 billion new investments into shares this year from global investors, and a lot of that money has come out of cash where they've been earning very low rates of return.
And what about other assets? How have they performed this year?
The short answer, I guess, is not nearly as well as shares have. Global bond markets have been generally sideways, so small positive returns, 1 or 2%, and many bond investors in certain markets of the world have lost money this year. Hard commodities, so metals that Australia is more exposed to, they've fallen sharply in some cases. Gold is down by 26% so far in 2013. Silver's down by 35%. If we look at soft commodities, so that's dairy, meat, agriculture, so the things that New Zealand is much more exposed to, they've had a great year. Dairy prices up by a staggering 52% since December last year. So that's a great result for local farmers. And looking at property, which is an important asset class for a lot of investors globally, it's performed well in most countries, a lot of returns in the 5 to 10% area. Although, again, that's less than shares have delivered in 2013 in most cases.
And, David, what about you at Milford? How do you see the global economy faring next year?
Well, at Milford, we've got an upbeat outlook for world growth in 2014. We think the recovery in the USA is going to continue to accelerate as the drag from lower government spending reduces. So we're thinking that real GDP in the States can grow around 2.6% in 2014. That'll be up from around 1.8% this year. We think Europe's getting better. We think China will continue to grow around 7, 7.5%, so a very high rate, although not as fast as it has done. And a healthy Chinese economy, of course, is very important to New Zealand, as it is now our largest and fastest growing trading partner. So it's not just dairy, they're also doing a range of products, wine, honey, wood, for example. Australia will do okay. We think it's going to be softer than here, but still around the 2.5% area for real GDP, right, which is not a disaster.
And what about the outlook for local investment markets?
We think it's looking pretty good for New Zealand shares 2014. It's probably unlikely to deliver the sort of numbers we've had in 2012 or 13. So something like a 10 to 15% gain next year is achievable, we think. And what's going to be driving that? The local economy is very strong and gathering momentum at the moment. There's good earnings growth for most of the listed companies here, increasing levels of merger activity in the market, and importantly, we have this factor of people gradually moving money out of term deposits and safer investments into the stock market after having been cautious in the wake of the financial crisis, right, a few years back.
And international, what are you expecting in 2014?
Again, we're feeling pretty positive, actually. As we talked about a moment ago, we think growth in the international economy will accelerate in terms of GDP, so that's the US and Europe particularly. We're also feeling particularly upbeat about things in Japan, where the government and the Bank of Japan is literally throwing a huge amount of money at the share market as they seek to get inflation higher, and one way they're looking to achieve that is really to almost directly boost returns in the share market. It's not all positive. We do have one negative point that's quite important, and that's the US Federal Reserve is going to be reducing its program of buying bonds, and that's been running at $85 billion a month in 2013, so a huge number. They're probably going to slow down and then eventually stop that bond buying next year. But they'll only be stopping that if the US economy is strong and growing. So that's something that we generally feel comfortable with.
Okay.
So all up, 2014 is looking all right in terms of global shares, we think. Should still be a good positive year.
Good stuff. Thank you for that analysis, David. And to you and the team at Milford Asset Management, have a great Christmas and a great new year. Look forward to talking next year. Thank you, David.
Thank you,
David Lewis from Milford Asset Management. You can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call them 0800 662 345.